Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and oh my god, it's Halloween! I'm fucking shitting piss right now.
I'm a fucking witch.
Yeah. Also, hey, welcome to this very special Halloween edition of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
Brains.
Oh, wait, fuck, sorry.
Okay. Let's take it from, the top.
I'm so sorry. I'm Joel Hell.
I'm Jackson Baileyenstein's monster.
I'm Spooky Joel.
Best one of them all.
Yeah, and today we're asking the important questions like, which would be the worst ghost to be haunted by?
Obviously, getting haunted by regular ghosts, bad.
Yeah.
Come back from the dead, making it my business.
Yep.
Go to heaven, you fuckhead. Okay?
Great uncle fuck, leave me alone.
You're dead, cunt.
Yeah, who cares?
And I'm alive. Yeah. I got living to do, and you've got dying to
what
do.
What unfinished business do you really have that's so important that you've got to involve me?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Go away.
I have unfinished business too, and I'm alive. All you're doing is going to mean that I'm in your spot.
The living should take priority over the dead. It's not a controversial statement, you ghost cunt. Get out of my house. But getting haunted, but there are specific ghosts that would somehow be worse.
Yeah, so I think I'll start here because I've got probably the most obvious one and the one that listeners are thinking of off the top of their head. Worst ghost to be haunted by. There's one name.
Yeah.
Comes
everyone's
up straight
loose.
Away.
That's on everyone's, exactly.
Oh, the world's most loathed ghost,
yeah.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah.
Annoying. His positivity is too much.
It combines the annoyingness of a child with the annoyingness of a ghost.
And then added the tragedy of a dead child.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
need that constant reminder that you
every
got
time
hit by
you
a car, maybe.
I think he died of pneumonia. Yeah.
Got left in the snow or whatever.
Like the little drummer boy or something.
Yeah, like the little matchstick
that's the one.
The little drummer boy. He went, played the drum for Christ, and then on the way home died in the snow.
He was there,
got lost,
drumming away to keep warm, got too cold.
Yeah, you can follow a big star to get to Christ to get home.
No star to speak of. Mm-hmm. Cold in the desert, please.
Yeah, so like Casper the Friendly Ghost is like quizzical and curious and endlessly positive and a dead kid.
Yeah.
So it's like babysitting a cousin you don't like, but
forever. Because like some ghosts... Like, you move into, I guess you've got a spooky mansion, you move in, and that ghost leaves you alone. Maybe you just hear footsteps above you or whatever, you know, a door creaks at night.
Mm-hmm. Casper, chains rattling.
Yeah, exactly. But Casper, because, he's a curious little cunt, he's going to start manifesting to you. And Casper is scary looking.
Mm. He's got feet sometimes, which I don't like.
He's got a big bulbous head.
Was he
giant eyes?
Was he a bald boy in life?
Let's find out if I can find out what Casper the Friendly Ghost looked like as a kid.
Yeah. Why did his hair go when he died?
From memory.
Yeah. I think he looks a bit like Richie Rich.
It's about the inquisitiveness of that 10-year-old child. But why is that? Why is that?
Why am I dead? Why haven't I passed on to the afterlife?
Did you have some unfinished business?
Excuse me. Why do I have feet sometimes and a tail other times?
Mate, I don't know.
I'm not dead, you little shit. So I can't answer every fucking question.
I don't know. Maybe your feet got, I don't know, they froze off last.
Is that there's less is that a ghost than the rest of you, kid? I don't know.
Kid, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Why do I, excuse me? Why do I, excuse me, sir? Why do I have the same sort of rules as a genie in terms of manifestation, where sometimes I have a tail and sometimes I got legs? What? That's what Casper looks like?
Yeah, that's what Casper
looks
like.
He looks like he should be in a fucking boy band. Jesus.
Oh, I see, we're using the Casper from the live action.
Yeah, Casper. Well, that's the only one I've
got. He full on lost his hair when he became a ghost.
Oh, that's sad.
That's not true for every ghost, though. Some ghosts keep their hair. The ring girl kept her hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is she a ghost?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. She's a ghost.
She died in a well.
She possesses television.
It's not quite an accurate reading of the movie.
And also...
Sorry. Apes.
She...
No, she possesses television. She comes
out of the TV.
Yeah, and what is that but not the possession of a television?
Well, I mean,
she uses it like a door.
It's
like a ghost coming through the door, and you're like, it possessed the door.
Is it that possessed the house?
If I crash my car through a window and then say I possessed the window,
well, it's not the window.
Accurate.
You possess the car.
No, because if a ghost comes, it's not even like a ghost opening a door. It's like a ghost walking through a door frame. You're like, it's possessed my house.
It's not the screen, though. It's the rest. It's the whole TV.
It's the videotape.
She just comes out of the TV.
Yeah, I guess.
Possessing is when you become the thing.
I guess she didn't possess the tape either. Did she possess the well?
No.
There's a lot of...
No. I can answer that pretty easily. No, she didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff with Samara. I'm pretty sure she's actually an evil, horrible child and they kill her in the well.
Yeah.
Not as like a sad thing where she...
But as a good, happy thing?
Yeah. Like they got to get rid of her.
Yeah, yeah. And the movie's like, oh, she just needs a mother. And then she does not need a mother.
No, she does not.
Stay the fuck in that well.
Yeah. What would you do with Casper haunting your house? Yeah.
Call Ghostbusters as quickly as possible. They'd be like,
a little boy. I don't know how I feel about this morally. It's hell inside the ghost boxes, I gotta tell you. They don't live a good life.
I'm like, yeah, good. That's what I want to hear.
I hate this fucking kid.
Does Casper come with his annoying uncles?
Oh, yeah. Those guys are cool. They smoke cigars. Play poker.
So maybe that'd be nice.
Yeah. And they bully Casper.
Yeah.
Probably they're on your side.
Yeah,
dude.
They also want Casper to leave so they can... Why do they hate Casper so much?
Why do you hate Casper so much? That's the reason.
No, but I hate Casper... Mm, that is the reason.
Because he's an annoying little wiener. That's why you hate Casper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate him because he won't leave me alone. He's endlessly just asking questions, yapping away. I'm trying to take a shit. And he's like, excuse me, fella. That's my Casper
voice. Excuse me, fella.
Excuse me.
Why am I dead?
Why have I not passed on to the afterlife?
Why did I lose my hair when I became a ghost? Excuse me, fella. Are you shitting? I can't shit anymore.
Yeah. My head is too big and bulbous.
Excuse me, fella. Why do I have a big eyes? This wasn't what my head looked like when I was a boy. I looked like a regular person.
I look almost like a teen heartthrob. I could have been in a boy band.
Yeah, I looked like a teen heartthrob that could have been in a boy band, but somehow I died by playing in the snow for too long.
Yeah, I know, sir, but now, fella, have you ever played in the snow? It's a lot of fun. You actually lose track of time and how
then you die.
Right, that's it. I'm calling Bill Murray.
Getting out your phone on the toilet, shitting, staring at Casper. Not even stopping because he's in the room. Fair enough.
I'm shitting both out of necessity and also out of anger.
Yeah. Do you think Casper fears Christ? Like if you held a crucifix up, you don't think you could exorcise him? A priest to do nothing?
No, that's where all of... Because Casper is like the friendly ghost or whatever. Yeah. He's not really a threat, so I think... Yeah, he does not fear Christ.
Yeah, that's
doesn't
annoying.
Respect an exorcism.
Yeah, fuck.
He, like...
What are you doing with that candle? Why'd you make a cross? What's that big circle for?
Why are you trying to... What are you doing? Oh, the Bible.
Oh, that's nice. I like the Bible. Well, that's pretty. I like the story. I like the new story.
Yeah. Did I play video games?
I didn't have video games when I was alive. I died in the 20s, maybe?
I wouldn't have died if I had video games because I would never have gone outside.
What are you playing? Donkey Kong Country Tropical Return.
oh no, there's ice in this one and I'm frightened.
I was scared of apes in real life. And I know I shouldn't be scared of them as a ghost because there's nothing an ape can do against a ghost. But I'm really still quite scared of them.
Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze gives me Uncanny Valley.
Because I've never seen a video game before.
This is too much for me.
Shut up!
You keep dying. Getting more and more frustrated. Yeah. Donkey Kong keeps falling into pits.
What are you making?
You're wrecking it! You're wrecking my fucking run.
What? You haven't eaten lunch yet? You haven't lunch? What are you having for lunch?
Imagine this,
Cass. Have a milkshake for lunch?
Yeah, can I have some milkshake?
No. Why not? It'll go through you and splat on the kitchen floor.
No,
what happened with the meatballs last night.
I promise it would happen this time. Just try it.
You got no stomach! And then you put your hands in his guts. Oh, fuck. That's bad.
That tickles. Can you
if
give me
I
a
put
milkshake?
My hand in Casper and he giggled, I would have to leave the house.
But also, Casper isn't confined to a house, I don't think.
Oh, no.
I just like it here.
I think he'd just be confined to me.
Oh, that's bad, dude.
Just like when he meets Wendy, Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
I think.
Christina Ritchie?
Casper meets Wendy.
I think it is Kirsten Dunst.
Oh.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. We're about to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Duff.
Fuck. That can't
what?
Be right. That can't with, be right.
The one with Bill Pullman.
Yeah, it can't be Hillary Duff. No way.
Casper meets Wendy. It's Hillary Duff.
Fuck. Well, we were all off.
Look,
Hillary
Duff.
No, it's not. It's Christina Ricci.
Does it say Hillary Duff?
Yeah, it says Hillary Duff.
That's crazy.
No, you're not talking about the one with, like, Bill Pullman?
I'm talking about when Casper meets Wendy.
Literally the movie called Casper meets Wendy.
The sequel to the movie you're talking about.
Yeah, but it is Christina Ricci in the first one.
And that's Hillary Duff as Wendy.
But whoa.
Well, the reason I talk
no
about
way.
That.
Christina Ricci plays someone called Cat.
Oh, damn.
Watch out, because she dies.
Fuck, well, there you go.
Oh.
Casper is annoying, but he's not annoying in the way a ghost is. Like,
he's just annoying as, like, a kid you can't get rid of annoying.
Yeah,
it's
like
it's a younger cousin that doesn't grow up.
Got any games on your phone?
You don't know what a phone is.
I could learn. It's what's in your hand all the time.
You're always looking at it.
Cool?
Yeah, what's you want to see what I'm looking at? How to kill a ghost.
Oh. Is that a new game? Can I watch you playing another game?
Play the game?
Please?
Mr. Juicer, sir, can we play it?
What do you...
The sequel to Casper, A Spirited Beginning, has a Rotten Tomato score of 0%.
What?
Whoa,
with an average rating... the average rating of 2.2 out of 10.
Oh, no.
Even critics agree. Casper sucks shit.
I guess Ghostbusters is the best way to get rid of Casper. Put him in one of those horrible hell boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
put salt in your shoes and kick the shit out of him. That's an option.
Oh, that's a good
Casper
idea.
Casper comes close to you and you roundhouse kick him in the head and he's like, why did that hurt? And you're like, salt in my shoes, bitch. What do you think?
Well, with most ghosts, they would fear you.
Yeah.
Or not fear you, but they were trying to spook you or anything like that. And if they see you with, putting salt in your shoes, they're like, oh shit, things are going to go down.
Exactly.
Maybe I lay low
Casper
for a bit.
Never suspects it.
Casper's like,
why are you putting salt in your shoes?
And you're like, just give me a second to lace up my shoes. You'll find out.
Is the salt there so you don't get cold feet when you go into the snow?
Salt's bad against snow. It helps melt it. Yeah. Just give me 5 seconds. A rabbit goes through the loop. You pull the lace.
I wish I had salt when I was alive.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Then I wouldn't have done it.
My God.
Why did you boot me in the face? Then Casper's just like Casper the Ghost, but with a boot print on his big round head.
What are you doing?
Get out of my house! Karate kicking Casper out the front door.
Yeah.
Kick him in his little tail. Yeah. Maybe you get salt in your gloves, pick him up by the tail, swing him around like fucking Mario with Bowser and throw him into a tree. And the tree
salt
you put salt on earlier.
Yeah, salt the ground, throw Casper into the ground.
Casper's like, you'll never defeat me. And then you just body slam into a big pile of salt and then lie on your back in the big pile of salt. So you're just covered head to foot. I'm going to beat the ever-loving shit out of you, Casper. You're going to be Casper the fucking dead ghost when I'm done with you.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
You just chase him down. Through the snow. Try and give him...
Snow's melting because I'm salted.
You try and fucking make him die of pneumonia twice. pushing Should his ghost.
Should have stayed dead.
Can the fucking ghost get pneumonia? Let's find out.
Let's find him. Bury him under the snow, which is also mixed with salt. Although that would melt the snow.
Getting him cold.
Can you drown a ghost in salt water? Let's find out. Time to go to the beach, fuckhead.
Taking Gasper to the beach. Everybody watching you get out of your car, wrestling him, covered in salt, walking down through the sand into the sea.
It hurts to breathe this salty air.
Everybody at the beach just stopping and staring. You just pick up Gasper's corpse. Everybody claps.
Yes!
Throw it in the ocean. Watch it float to sea.
I did it. I killed a ghost.
I killed that little boy ghost.
Casper's 12, so it's fine.
That's what you say as you're getting back in the car.
Can't arrest me for killing the dead.
He's already dead, officer.
Worst you've got me for is desecrating a corpse, but no body, no crime.
It wasn't a corpse. Desecrating a soul. And last time I checked, not a crime.
Souls
a
aren't
sin, not a crime.
Souls aren't real.
And then you
somebody
back
be like,
in
no
your...
body, no crime. And they're like, what's that floating out to sea? And you're like, you tell me, officer. I don't know.
I think that is, I believe that is a ghost.
I believe that's out of your jurisdiction, dude. Yeah. That's well beyond you.
Until they invent priest cops, I'm fine.
Well, there you go. Took care of Gasper.
Yeah. Still very annoying.
Oh, yeah. You had to kind of wage a one-man salty war against Gasper. But, yeah, got him in the end.
Yeah. Mm.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one of a kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's up, listeners? Do you remember when we used to sit around and ask, hey, what do we think is going to happen in that big-time upcoming new blockbuster movie film? And then also, do you remember that we just suddenly stopped doing those episodes because it felt like a totally different show? And then do you also remember that everyone got mad at us for stopping doing those episodes because they were everyone's favorite type of plumbing the Death Stars, and stopping them seemed really stupid both in a listener sense but also from a business side of things? Well, years later, we finally listened to all of that feedback and have brought back the exact same format, but as a brand new show called Baseless Speculation. Baseless Speculation is a weekly show where Jackson, Zammit, and I dive into the newest trailers, conventions, and even leaks to gather information and research before asking the big question, hey, what do we think is going to happen in that? It's like an up-to-date pop culture show, but wrong. You can find Baseless Speculation and subscribe via all the usual podcast platforms. We hope you enjoy the show, and most of all, I really hope you leave me alone.
Well, I'm thinking the worst ghost for me to live with would be Beetlejuice, because I know he'll trick me. Beetlejuice,
you remember my name?
Beetlejuice.
You know, sure that's right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty sure it's Beetlejuice. Let me say it one more time to make sure. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that's my name. No, I'm free now.
He doesn't even have to trick me that bad.
Hey, can you say Beetlejuice three times?
Yeah. I can say it six. Beetlejuice, 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 Beetlejuice. And he just comes back.
What happens when you say his name three times?
He comes into real from living on a model. Nice fucking model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, but and then what?
Then he tries to fuck your wife.
Yeah. Then he makes your entire family dance.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because he wants to come back into reality, basically.
To fuck again?
Yeah, well, just to live again, basically.
Mostly I feel to fuck again.
Yeah, and to be honest, the people who summon him... Oh, no, anyone can. For a second, I was scared it was just the two ghosts that could... Only ghosts could summon him. No, because the... whatever her name is. Ramona?
Gina
whatever.
Davis?
Yeah. She summons him in the end. So anyone can summon him. I'll just be upstairs in my brand new country house with a nice model at the top.
Okay.
Beetlejuice will fuck me over. He'll come into real. Mm-hmm. He'll push me into the desert with the sandworm. Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom, I'm done.
Oh, that's right. You hire Beetlejuice as a ghost to do a bioexorcism, which is to... remove the living from your house.
It's going to work.
Yeah. Because Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis are sad they crashed their car and died.
So I guess I'm actually kind of haunted by three ghosts. Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis, which is fine. Yeah. They just hang out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hire Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now they got three ghosts. And yeah, I don't have a plucky teen to help me save the day. Beetlejuice is just going to scare me and I'm going to go.
Ah!
Oh my God, what's wrong with your face?
I hate it when you made my friends and family sing.
That was scary. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'll see you, Beetlejuice. It's your house now, I guess.
So is that the... I mean, you've just lost a house.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that is... That's a... It's like out of the things to lose. Yeah. Losing your house is top three.
Yeah. What are the other two?
Losing your car, three. Yeah. Losing your house, two. Losing your life, one.
One. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Losing your wife, though.
Oh, no.
Housewife, life?
Housewife, life, car. Yeah.
Well,
car's
my car.
Four.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, a car is really...
You can live in your car.
You can live in your car. You can.
Well, I might have to.
Fuck your... You could love your car.
You can't fuck your car.
People do fuck their cars.
And are fucked by their cars.
Yeah.
Getting fucked by your car is tricky, I reckon.
Well,
it's more like...
I've seen people lube up the gear stick and sit on it.
Oh, yeah, actually, I guess that's pretty easy.
Yeah. But then I guess you're kind of still fucking the car because it's a car.
Yeah. The cars are fucking you.
Unless you
leave it in.
Leave it in drive and let it run.
So you turn the car on.
Yeah.
No, okay. Before you turn the car on.
Yep.
Suction cup dildo on the bonnet.
Okay.
But pointing forward.
Yeah. Oh, no. On the grill, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn the car on.
Uh-huh. Lube up your asshole.
Lube up your asshole. And or pussy.
Yeah. Lean forward.
Yeah.
Well, no. Before you do that, you gotta turn the car on.
Okay. Run out the front. Kind of like your ghost in the whip.
Yeah. Then
hope you don't go down a very steep incline.
Yeah.
Well,
hope you don't become a sort of human hood ornament on your own car
into a wall.
Yeah. Well, neutral's probably better than drive.
Oh, yeah. Make sure the handbrake's on.
Yeah.
You're not moving.
No.
You need the handbrake off.
But then the rumbling of the engine.
Still be good.
Yeah, but the car doesn't move forward to fuck you.
Well, do you say that you're getting fucked by, say, a vibrator, or are you fucking yourself with a vibrator?
You're fucking yourself with... So I guess technically I'd be fucking myself with a car.
What about
like a fuck machine?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like,
the you use a fuck... No, you're getting fucked by the fuck machine.
Yeah,
no,
the
that's
fuck
fair.
Machine provides the fucks.
I guess you could... You kind of need someone in the driver's seat to go forward and reverse.
If you fuck someone with a car, if you're driving a car, did you have sex with them?
Yes. I would say love was made.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
In this awesome setup, if there is a driver in the car, have the driver and the person that's getting the dildo fucked.
But that's bad, because if I'm driving the car and with the way we have
you
it
don't
set
know
up,
how to drive.
Well, that's bad for me, but also I can't see them because of the way that the car is angled. Yeah. So I'd see
like their shoulders and hair.
Yeah, you
no,
have
that's
to,
true.
You
that's
have to
true.
Either, like, you know, maybe like put the seat up.
Yeah.
Or. extra better awesome idea.
Yeah.
Rather than on the hood, put it on the boot, like the back of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Reversing camera, rear camera.
Yeah, that's true.
All up close.
Imagine that reverse camera on a human ass. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I think putting your car into reverse and seeing that, it's the best thing you could see.
Imagine, like, you're not even planning to fuck. You just turn your car on to get out of your driveway.
Just an exposed ass. Today's going to be awesome.
And then, talk about a ghost for this. You get out of the car and have a look. Nothing there. Maybe that's the worst ghost.
Ass ghost.
Ass ghost. Get back in the car, turn it back on again. Ass is back.
Every time you look at a reflective surface, you just see a bare ass.
Oh, no.
What does this mean?
What the? Is it the same ass?
Is it the same ass? Is this like, am I being mooned slash, is this an insult?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it provocative?
Is it titillating? Am I enjoying it?
Yeah, is this good? Is this what I've been aiming for the whole time? What do I do next? Because
being on the wind. Back it up.
I'm trying to get fucked by a car.
Oh, is it just a purse?
Is that how you died? Dead?
Died? I hope not.
Oh. But if so, I definitely have unfinished
business. Unfinished business is to get fucked by a car.
Fucking it up.
With Beetlejuice as well, because he tries to marry the daughter of
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder, exactly. Why does he want that again?
Yeah, horny.
Why? So he's just a horny ghost?
Yeah.
So I think maybe he's a horny ghost would be bad.
Well,
backing it up.
Oh, God, if he's a succubus, I'm fucked. I'm fuckubus.
Yeah.
Because, like, I will. Huh? Incubus. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, the incubus has got a wiener. Succubus has got a pussy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is good.
It's pretty good.
Is he an incubus? Am I going to wake up with fucking.
I don't think so.
Michael Keaton slobbing my fat knob?
Well, but not because of incubus reasons.
Okay. I'm not going to get like drained of my life essence. I'm just going to be like, I guess I'm fucking Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you will be getting drained of your life essence, but in a good way.
Yeah, in the way we all enjoy.
Yeah,
because I'm wondering why he's trying to marry Winona Ryder. Is there some, I think there's some goal there. It's not just like,
he gets the house?
Yeah, like what does he get out of it?
So, it's a seance going wrong because they accidentally do an exorcism rather than a seance.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Linda, Winona Ryder, summons Beetlejuice for help, but he will only help her on the condition that she marries him, enabling him to freely cause chaos in the mortal world.
Okay.
So
he just needs a mortal wife.
Well, I think if he marries a mortal wife, then he doesn't have to be summoned.
Yeah, he'll just forever be in real.
Yeah.
And be able to.
Dangerous person to have in real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But also, maybe I would marry him if he was convincing enough.
I mean, he's a certain kind of handsome.
Yeah, absolutely. Charming, kind of got good dirtbag energy. Does look like he's moldy, which is not so cool.
But, like, he'd treat me not right, but, like, fucked up in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So it's kind of worth it.
The kind of fucked up sex I will have with Beetlejuice would maybe make bringing him into real worth. This is not the purview of the question.
it's not so much worst as in maybe greatest.
Yeah, I've just realized that I'm trying to convince myself to marry Beetlejuice. And then I'm like, well, that's actually not what we're talking about though, Jackson, is it? Yeah, good point.
Yeah, okay, he's a bit of a dirtbag. Yeah, it's a bit toxic, but he fucks.
Oh,
what do you think the website Sexypedia is?
I don't know.
The reason I ask is because I was trying to find a picture of Beetlejuice and be like, you think this guy could trick you?
Yeah.
And the picture I pulled up was just a picture of his face.
Okay.
Not very innocent.
Yeah.
Very innocent. Yeah, a classic, face.
Classic Beetlejuice face, yeah.
But it's from Sexypedia Wiki.
Okay, yeah.
We hit visit and see what happens.
Yeah, I feel maybe it'll just be like showing hot guys, maybe. Hot guys from fiction, could be.
Yeah.
You found out? Yeah. The premium wiki for fucking horned up dudes? Is that...
I'm not even really sure what I'm looking at. The information I got immediately is confusing.
Oh, okay.
It's got sexual archetypes listed.
Uh-huh.
Angst, okay. Burton, Chaos Lord, Clown, Distinctive Voice, Dominating, Eldritch, Power, Mysterious, Unkept, okay. Suit Guy.
Is it kind of putting, like, is it a Wikipedia to kind of put, like, certain
sexy
archetypes? Like this one, he's a suit guy.
Yeah. What does Beetlejuice fall under?
Sexypedia is a crowdsourced project attempting to document, categorize, and explain characters that fall into the archetype of fandom sexy man.
Oh, sexy like a Tumblr sexy man. Okay. You know a Tumblr sexy man?
I've been off the internet too long, I think.
On Tumblr, there's a thing called a sexy man.
Okay.
It's often a guy in a suit. There's like this particular archetype that Tumblr finds very attractive, like the Onceler from the Lorax movie. But the problem with the Onceler, right, he was very sexy, but the Onceler movie only has Danny DeVito's Lorax and pretty much no one else for the Tumblr freaks to ship the Onceler with, i.e. to be like, who's the Onceler fucking? And so what they did... That's a little bit of internet history for you. What they did is they created alt Onceler's for the Onceler to fuck. So there were like 40 different Onceler's that in your fan fiction, you could make the Onceler fuck. And they would be like, cool guy Onceler, robot Onceler. Anyway, the internet's awesome.
Yeah.
They should have just made him fuck the Lorax.
Danny DeVito's up for it.
Yeah.
He would have voiced it.
Yeah.
I think so. Oh, yeah, stick it in me. You can do whatever you want. Yeah, just wreck my little Lorax buddy. I don't give a shit.
That's a pretty good sex scene, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it for the trees.
Yeah, do it for the... I am the Onceler. I fuck for the trees. I feel like this one got away from me. When you were like, what's the worst ghost to be haunted by? And I said Beetlejuice. In no possible future could I have imagined that would be voicing the Onceler. No, Lorax getting railed by the Onceler.
Save the fuck for the trees.
I'm the Onceler. I fuck for the trees. I love you. I'm down on my knees.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, maybe I'll just pass.
I'm looking at the Onceler. He looks like if Loki and Willy Wonka from the Johnny Depp Charlie and the Chocolate Factory were the same guy.
Well,
well,
Loki's also a Tumblr sexy man.
Oh, yeah, that I could have figured out. I'm going to guess...
So is Bill Cipher from Gravity Falls, the triangle guy?
That's awesome. The 10th Doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a suit guy, I guess.
Sans from Undertale? That's a Tumblr sexy man.
Oh, no. Not Sans.
Yeah, the rules are complicated in many.
Well, apparently Beetlejuice is too.
Yeah, I can see that. He's got dirtbag energy and he's in a suit.
Yeah.
Plus, he's kind of a monster. That's what Tumblr's looking for.
And horny.
And horned up.
Very horny.
And just sort of pervert horny, too. Yeah.
I don't know why any of this is bad for you, Jack.
This actually sounds awesome. It sounds like you got a new best friend.
I got a new boyfriend / husband who's causing chaos in the world.
And I get to watch and cheer on.
Yeah, I get to watch and cheer on and then go home and get sucked off or whatever.
If Beetlejuice has made you dinner, it's going to be something that you love. It's like, hey, it's chopped up hot dogs on cold spaghetti.
And also, he's a fucking glass of worms.
And
like,
then
that's awesome. I'll have milk, but that's awesome.
Yeah, you're going to lean down and with like a big old fork and twirl that up, and as you lean down, you're going to get a Beetlejuice finger right up you.
Whoa! My
and
life
then
is
he's
perfect.
He's going to nibble your neck and things are going to be all right.
Yeah.
Getting fingered whilst you try and eat your hot dog spaghetti is...
It's got gummo energy, I think. Getting my asshole fingered while I eat spaghetti. I don't really like, this is my life moment, you know?
Yeah.
I might experienced depersonalization and ego
Record
death
scratch.
In that
You're probably wondering how I ended up here.
My mouth full of spaghetti.
And hot dogs.
Hot dogs, my eyes bulging, Beetlejuice behind me with his fingers up me. You're probably wondering how I ended up. Hi, that's me.
Yeah. You're probably wondering how I ended up in such an awesome position. I know what you're thinking. You're pretty jealous right now.
Well, it all goes back to the greatest summer of my life. Bubba O'Reilly plays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's my answer.
All right.
Pass.
Because I got lost in my own answer and ended up doing Lorax Onceler fan fiction.
I think a pretty bad ghost to be haunted by would be like a ghost ship.
Okay,
so like the Black Pearl from the Pirates movies.
Yeah.
Because first off, a ghost ship, scary.
Big.
I'm nowhere near water.
Oh,
and there's
no
ghost pirates.
I got a couple questions.
Okay. Uh-huh. You've picked something that Jackson is very fond of.
Is the Black Pearl a ghost?
I mean, there's...
It's cursed.
It's cursed.
But how? It's a boat.
Well,
because the reason the pirates are cursed, the Pirates of the Caribbean cursed the Black Pearl, and I'm aware that it's the curse of the Black Pearl, and the Black Pearl is the titular ship.
Yes.
Well, technically, it's the curse of the stolen gold.
Well, yeah,
or whatever,
they stole Cortez's treasure, and that's what made them cursed to
be ghosts.
You better start believing in ghost ships, buddy.
And what is?
I'm on one. Because you're on one.
So, and what did he say there, Jackson?
Well, he doesn't actually say that. That was not a correct quote.
the correct quote.
No, shut up.
The correct quote is, you best start believing in the curse of the Black Pearl, Johnny.
This is that.
Because you're in the movies.
Johnny, I'm Keira Knightley.
But Johnny Depp's also in the film.
Well, he's over there. Yeah.
No, he's in
He's watching. His scenes later on.
Oh, he's a he's cursed too.
Barbossa, stick to the script.
Sorry. You best start believing in the curse of the Black Pearl, Keira Knightley.
No, but it's Miss Swan.
Miss Swan. Keira Knightley's her actual
Elizabeth name. Elizabeth Swan.
Yeah.
Orlando Bloom.
No. His leg. No, fuck. Help me doing it.
You best start being on the boat of the that is the Black Pearl, Miss Knightley. I'm in it.
Barbossa, Jeff, you've really lost
what
your mind.
What are you doing? You best start being a Pirates of the Caribbean, actors. I am on in one.
Your face is getting real red, man.
Yeah. Wow, he's freaking out. Yeah, because the ship never takes any of Cortez's treasure. So how is it a ghost?
What do you mean? They take the treasure and presumably they put it on the boat.
Yeah, but it's not about...
Isn't there an entire scene where...
The ship appears
as a ghost?
Yeah.
Like when the moon comes out or something?
I don't... Does the ship get rotten too?
Yeah, I think
so. Or is it just the crew? Because the ship never took...
In the moonlight.
Because the reason that they're cursed is they took a treasure out of the treasure chest. That's why the monkey, Jack Sparrow, when it takes a coin out at the end, it gets cursed to be an undead monkey.
Yeah.
But does the ship... The ship
like
never
in,
takes
when
a coin
goes
out.
In moonlight, aren't the like, sails... Are they all fucked up and shit?
Maybe they are. Does the ship get... That's rough for the ship. The ship did nothing wrong.
I mean, it stored the treasure.
Well, yeah, but not on purpose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess not on purpose, but it still is, you know, contributing to stealing Cortez's treasure.
I guess it's an accomplice.
Okay, so I try to look up the ship.
Yeah.
And I got a t-shirt that says, and I believe this is probably also Barbossa saying it, good girls go to heaven, Kira. Bad girls go to the Black Pearl with Jack Sparrow on a t-shirt.
That's very
funny. Best stop believing in it.
You best stop believing in where good girls go onto the into heaven. Bad girls go to the Black Pearl with Jack Sparrow. You're in one.
It is really hard to tell
whether or not the ship's a ghost.
Yeah. Oh, it's dragged to the depth by the Kraken.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it's... Okay.
I guess it actually kind of is more like a zombie in later Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
It can outrun the Flying Dutchman. That's pretty good.
It's a quick ship. It also goes in a bottle at some point, which is pretty cool.
I mean, can a regular ship do this? It just sounds like a ghost ship.
No, well, it's put in there by Blackbeard, the wizard.
Okay, what about then the Flying Dutchman of the same franchise?
That's more like a ghost ship.
Can't choose that one then.
Yeah, or what's the name of the Salamanca's ship from Dead Man Tell No Tales? Because that's a legitimate ghost ship.
Okay.
Whatever the hell that ship is.
Is that, is, okay.
Hector Salamanca? No, that's the guy from Breaking Bad.
I was going to say, that sounds, okay. Was he selling meth on this?
You best start believing in meth ships. I made one.
The Silent Mary.
The Silent Mary.
I'll choose that one then.
Okay, here's my question about ghost ships.
Yeah.
Does it appear, right now, there is no water
correct.
Around, but like if you had a glass of water, would it appear?
Well,
how much water does a ghost ship need to appear in? Because
well,
it is a ghost.
I mean, it is a ghost, so
it doesn't need water.
Does it need water?
Does the Silent Mary in your favorite film franchise, Pirates of the Caribbean, ever appear not on the water?
No.
Does it fly?
Yeah.
Does it fly above land?
So, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure no.
Who cares about a ship flying if it's over the sea then?
What?
So if the Silent... Okay, I'm in a boat.
Yeah, no way.
The boat
what?
Next to me flies.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's still a ghost ship.
Yeah, no, but I see what you mean. No. You're like, if it's flying on land, that's unusual, but it might as well just be in the sea if it's on the sea.
Yeah.
Like, ships basically are already flying, just on water.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, ships are flying on water. I get it.
Yeah,
because, like,
much.
If I see a ship flying over land, I'm like, well, that's where a ship should never be able to go.
Yeah,
land. But if it's just flying over water, it's like, oh, cool, you've got...
Yeah,
15 feet on me. Yeah. Who cares?
Well, whatever. Yeah. Your cannons are actually probably not going to hit me.
Does this mean, do you still abide by the rule of the water? So if you get to shore, you can't go on? If so, that's a weird fucking ship.
Yeah.
What? What's the rule of the water?
Well, it can't go above.
It can't go. It doesn't go on land.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. So, ghost ship's pretty bad.
But yeah, I just think because the ghost ship is big and also has pirates on them.
Yeah, the pirates are scary because ghost pirates can still slit your neck.
Yeah, dude.
Me and Dusha, I mean, I'm getting my ass fucked and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Dusha killed Casper with his fists.
Yeah.
But
I'm getting hunted for my treasure or something.
You're
shit.
Actually probably going to get killed.
Yeah.
That's scary. And also, like,
make a glass of water, I look in, and then it's like, it starts fogging up, and then it looks like it's like the Silent Mary, was it?
Yeah.
Silent Mary in the distance there. I'm like,
But you're made up of water. Can the ship come out of you when you piss?
Oh no!
Is it like, you know, when it's like a mirage or whatever, like in the stream, it's just sort of like starts shimmering and appearing, and it's like,
but then you flush it, but then
the water's still there.
Can you flush a ghost? Yeah, because the water isn't going anywhere. It's still just remaining in your toilet.
Yeah.
Ghost ships have complicated rules to figure out.
Yeah,
and like, because like you are made of like water, so could the ship come like, out of you alien style?
Yeah, or if it's like a vision, because like your eyes, that kind of wet membrane.
Oh, they have a film. Oh, no.
So could it sail across my eyeball?
You see Hector Salamanca or whatever.
ding, 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 ding.
Ghost ship.
Oh no, the man that Brian Cranston blew up is coming for me.
He's got half a face. That's
scary. He's got a ship. Wrong idiot.
Can you get stabbed?
He didn't get blown up. Well, he got blown up, but he got all the way blown up. He had no, like, you know, Gus Fring had half a face.
Yeah, that's right. Excuse me. If a ghost pirate was in your eyeball, could he stab your brain?
Could you stab your brain? Yes. What do you mean?
No, I could do that now. Could the ghost pirate in your eye, manifesting in the film of water on your eyeball, stab you in your brain?
Depends how long the sword is.
Yeah. Because you can stab me in the eye and go through, I guess, the pupil and then you get to the brain.
You might just die then.
Oh, no, ghost ship.
Yeah, how long
Why
is
was Amit's last words ghost ship, do you reckon? Do you reckon he was talking about the movie Ghost Ship?
Probably.
Was he saying, oh, no, ghost ship, because we were saying we were going to do a special on ghost ship or something?
Was he thinking about ghost ship because it has an awesome tagline, which is see evil, but see with an A?
That is awesome. Yeah. We'll never know.
Is Ghost Ship the movie where people get cut in half?
Yeah, in the opening.
That was a very
cool,
famous thing about the Ghost Ship movie. Yeah. And an elevator scene. I don't know anything about it, but I remember people talking about the elevator scene.
That's crazy because The Omen has elevator scene.
That's
too.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Shining.
That's true. Elevators are scary. So does Devil.
Devil.
Whole time he's in elevator.
One of them's the Devil. One of the Nan. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, duh. Yeah. You gonna do anything about the ghost ship?
What can I do with a ghost ship?
I don't know. Me and Dusha figured out something to do with the house.
Well, I figure I'll go landlocked, but I guess if it can go above the land.
Yeah, I guess you just get massacred by ghost pirates.
Unless it is just the ghost ship and without the ghost pirates, which I think is maybe scary.
Oh, yeah. Empty ghost ship scary because you're thinking, like, does it want me to be its captain?
Yeah, I would assume it's the Flying Dutchman situation and you're Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, you're so about you to step on the ship.
You're about to become Davy Jones.
Do I need to pilot said Dutchman?
Yeah, I guess so. Right. Part of the ship, part of the crew.
Part of the ship, part of the crew. 10,000 years in the water or whatever happens.
10,000 years in the water or whatever happens.
What happens? What's the deal?
Do you fear death? Would you like 10,000 years in the water or whatever? Or for me to kill your shit right now?
You mean kill my shit right now? What?
Falling for my famous fate.
My favorite drink.
You want a drink, Mr. Are you the Dutchman?
Slit your throat. You're going to be a fish man. No, wait.
I'm going to be a fish man.
You're
going to
be dead.
Why?
You're only a fish man if you live on the ship, I think.
I guess I'll take the living ship.
Well, now you're going to get a crab for a dick or whatever.
Can I not get a crab for it?
I think it's random.
to roll of the dice.
Sometimes you get a crab dick, sometimes you get a dolphin head. Yeah. Sometimes
crab
you
dick,
get dolphin heads. Bah.
Yeah. That's like one of the least scary Dutchman in fucking crew designs possible.
You got a squeeze.
It's annoying.
Snip, snip.
Oh my snip, God, snip, why snip. Is that naked? It's just naked. Just like fully regular human body, snip, dolphin snip, head, snip. Crab dick.
Do I have a dick of a crab, or do I have a crab for a dick?
You've got a crab for a dick.
Like a crab for a dick!
A whole crab or just a crab claw?
Oh, that's bad.
A crab claw coming out where your dick should be, but then just a hole that it pisses out of in between. The...
Yeah. Like somehow in the palm of the crab claw is still a knob.
He should put clothes on.
Yeah.
Can you guarantee that whatever happened to him not happened to me?
Like I said, it's random.
Fuck.
Has that happened before?
No.
He was okay, the first one.
The chances of it happening to me are smaller.
And what? One of them is bad, but both together.
It's a real bum deal.
What's your dick look like?
It's, what, I got a squid face? It's probably a squid penis.
Okay, but how come he has crab claw?
It's random!
I've been saying the whole time.
So you rolled the dice and got squid twice, huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes both die come up squid.
Yeah, sometimes.
I think another question
squid
is,
eyes.
What's on the, what's on the
why
dice?
Why is one dice for head and the other for penis?
I don't make the rules.
I just roll the dice.
Okay.
I a pirate's life for me.
Yeah, I guess I'll roll the dice.
All right, join the Flying Dutchman.
Yeah.
Nice. Then you get, well, because the way that works is you get 10 extra years or whatever, then you got to join the Dutchman.
Oh, yeah. So I get 10 years of curse-free or ghost-free house. And then I go sailing for a bit.
Yeah.
Well, for eternity,
Yeah.
An eternity is a
and
bit.
And I look, I might get a crab claw for a penis, but might get something cool like.
What are people getting? The hammerhead, shark head?
Yeah.
One guy's head is a shell with a crab under it.
That's pretty cool.
It can come off.
Become a turtle man. Yeah.
Somehow just the least threatening aquatic creatures.
Turtle man, clownfish, sea urchin,
rock,
sea cucumber, snake,
whale,
beluga whale,
seagull.
Is it a sea cucumber?
Sea lion.
Looks like jerk off.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, sea lion.
Sea lion's that's good.
Nice.
Oh, Jack Sparrow. Oh.
Yeah.
Just a full on seal.
Yeah, seal.
That was a man once.
Seal, the singer seal.
Oh, kissed by a rose.
Kissed by a rose, Mr. Jack Sparrow. Are you Jack Sparrow?
Yeah. This phone came away, got away from us too, I think.
Hey, where are we?
You're Davy Jones, right?
Yeah, how did we get... Are we even talking about ghosts anymore?
A crab's not a ghost.
It just sort of slipped through our fingers. After Castle, we really couldn't hold on to that bar of soap.
Ghosts are slippy.
Ghosts are slippy. It's true, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, look, in one of our worst ghosts, you're killing a 12-year-old again.
Yeah.
Another one, you're getting fingered whilst eating hot dog spaghetti.
Yeah.
And the other one,
you get a crab for a penis.
Yeah, you get a crab for a dick.
You tell us, I guess, which one is the worst.
Yeah, let us know.
I don't, you come out a changed person.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, and like we've said, look, we'll be honest, it got away from
it. It got slipped out of our hands. Sometimes it does.
Sometimes it does. Fumbled the bag.
fumbled the bag on this one. Whoa!
Yeah, exactly.
Fingered by Beetlejuice. Whoa, I'm on the Flying Dutchman. Okay, something. Whoa, I'm beating the shit out of Casper the Ghost. That wasn't an answer.
I dunk my hands in salt, and now I've got a crab claw for a knob.
Yeah. So, look, let us know. Which one? Were any of them bad?
Or maybe they were all good. Or were they good answers and they all were bad?
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah.
It's up
we
to
don't
you.
Know.
Yeah, we don't know. That's up to you to let us know.
Yeah,
and on
yeah.
that note, I've been Joel Hell.
I've been Jackson Stein Bailey's Stein's monster.
And I've been Spooky Joel.
Happy Halloween!
Ooh!
Ha-ha!
Nice fucking model.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.